Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 698. Visible translated text is as follows. EKK.Graham, sworn for the state in rebuttal. I was at the pencil factory April 26th with Mr. Tillander, about 20 minutes to 12. We met a Negro on the ground floor. Mr. Tillander asked him where the office was, and he told him to go up the steps. I don't know whether it was Jim Conley or not. He was about the same size, but he was a little brighter than Conley. If he was drunk, I couldn't notice it. I wouldn't have noticed it anyway. Cross-examination. Mr. Frank and his stenographer were upstairs. He was at his desk. I didn't see any lady when I came out. J.W. Coleman, sworn for the state in rebuttal. I remember a conversation I had with Detective McWorth. He exhibited an envelope to me with a figure, 5 inches on the right of it. Cross-examination. This does not seem to be the envelope he showed me. Defendant's Exhibit 51. The figure, 5 inches was on it. I don't see it now. I told him at the time that Mary was due $1.20 and that 5 inches on the right would not suit for that. J.M. Gant, sworn for the state for rebuttal. I have seen Leo Frank make up the financial sheet. It would take him an hour and a half after I gave him the data. IVY. Jones, sworn for the state in rebuttal. I saw Jim Conley at the corner of Hunter and Forsyth Saint on April 26th. He came in the saloon while I was there between 1 and 2 o'clock. He was not drunk when I saw him. The saloon is on the opposite corner from the factory. We went on towards Conley's home. I left him at the corner of Hunter and Davis Saint a little after 2 o'clock. Harry Scott, sworn for the state in rebuttal. I picked up cord in the basement when I went through there with Mr. Dot Frank. Lee's shirt had no cord on it, excepting that of blood. I got the information as to Conley's being able to write for McWorth when I returned to Atlanta. As to the conversation Black and I had with Mr. Dot Frank about Darley, Mr. Dot Frank said Darley.